Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
The Red Sox front office report this week brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by FindMassMoney.gov. And it is the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox who joins us this morning, Craig Breslow. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing great and back on track a little bit here with the series win at least. So, and I know it's a long season. When you look at this team struggling a little bit of late prior to winning this series, would you be more concerned with the defense side of things or the offense side of things?
Yeah, you know, I think we are mindful of both. It's a little bit early, I'd say, to use the word concerned, yep. But there are definitely some trends that we're seeing, and we want to make sure that we're out in front of. And I think Alex said it well when he talked about, you know, the team not looking like they were prepared to play, and that's something that changed over the last couple of days. You know, I think much, much cleaner games for the last two nights on both sides of the ball. I think we have to trust the track record of the guys that we have on defense. They've been good defenders in this league for a really long time. Offense, obviously, is a little bit more variant, and we need to make sure that we're making good swing decisions, you know, which is something that we saw improve over the last two nights. Looked like there was a clear approach plan, and you know, we were swinging at pitches in the zone, putting good swings on them, and driving better contact.
When you describe it as a team not being prepared, does that mean you need to go back and look at the way you're doing things in spring training?
I think we always need to look at how we're doing things, but I actually think that in spring training there was a really strong focus and intentionality to the work on the backfield and in the cages, and you know, I think we were all really happy with the level of preparation coming into season, and then the season introduces a ton of variables that are hard to navigate at times. You know, whether it's travel, weather, injuries, all those things. But I think you know, based on what we've seen the last couple of days, I think we're on the right track, and you know, I think there's a good level of accountability from the players. We saw what guys like Trevor and Bregman had to say, you know, about going out there, competing, being prepared to play, and we'll continue to build on the momentum that I think we've established over the last couple of days.
Craig, one of the things that this team has changed a little bit, and you've seen it over the years, is obviously your ability to run as athletes, stolen bases, and you're getting the hits, but you're leaving a lot of runners in scoring position. Is there a chance that we might see, because of the speed that you have on this team, a little bit more aggressive base running to maybe add to, you know, getting more runs in?
I think athleticism and overall team speed certainly strengths of this group. We need to get on base in order to run. But we've seen, you know, what Jaron and Hammy and Sedan and recently Trevor are capable of doing, and it puts a ton of pressure on the defense. So I don't think we want to be reckless with the way that we run the bases, but we should absolutely take advantage of our team speed.
Craig, Tanner Houck's last start was not a good one for him. What do you see as the issue there?
Yeah, so I think physically he feels really good. If you look at kind of the raw stuff, the velocity and the pitch movement, that's as good as it's been. I think the execution is where we've fallen a little bit short, and he knows that. Our pitching group knows that. You know, I think if you look at last start relative to the one against Toronto, where he, you know, pitched deep in the game and threw really well, just a lot more pitches on kind of the edges of the strike zone. When he missed just off, as opposed to missing either in the middle of the plate or kind of non-competitively. And so I think we need to just kind of get back to having Tanner compete in the zone.
Did Tristan Casas place himself down to the seven hole, or was that Alex Cora's decision in the lineup?
I know is that Tristan is a big part of what we're going to do here. And you know, I think we saw, even just through the course of the series in Tampa, much better at bats. He's getting his ace swing off. He was, you know, not chasing pitches outside of the strike zone over the last couple of nights. You know, didn't have as many balls fall in as he would like and we would like, but he's hitting the ball hard. And that said, when it comes to lineup construction, that is Alex's job.
Speaking of hitting the ball hard, how long can you allow the full mash of Roman Anthony to be wasted in Worcester, Craig?
Yeah, well, I don't think we want to waste anything. You know, I think what we want to make sure is that when Roman comes to the big leagues, he's able to step in and be successful, that there is clear opportunity for him to get the runway that he'll need as a 20-year-old. And I think there are still some development opportunities that he is tackling in Worcester right now, but we are really excited about what Roman has done thus far and what we think he's capable of bringing.
Should Tristan Casas' struggles continue, what is more likely, Devers at first or Roman Anthony at first?
I think what we will do is everything in our power to ensure that Tristan's struggles don't continue.
Greg, when you look at Alex Cora, I think a lot of us question, okay, how much is on the manager versus how much is on the players? When you look at where you are as a team, especially with strikeouts, does a lot of that fall on the manager's kind of plate to make sure that you guys are more patient at the plate? It seems like you're swinging at early pitches and getting behind the count. How much of that is on Cora to make sure he's getting into these guys' heads to be more patient and look for the good pitches?
Yeah, you know, I think it's impossible to assess how much blame goes to one particular person over another. Ultimately, when we struggle, it falls on all of us, starting with me. I think it's really important, because the baseball season is so long, that we lean into making sure that we have good processes. And like I said, anytime we're evaluating our offensive performance, it has to start with, are we swinging at the right pitches? And, when we're swinging at them, are we making contact? Over the last couple of days, we certainly chased less out of the zone, but I think there's still room to drive up, kind of our in-zone contact rates here. So in terms of answering that question, it falls on all of us, and we're all working really, really hard to provide consistency and the offensive performance that we know this lineup is capable of delivering.
We were talking earlier, start of the show, about Florida and baseball and being a baseball guy your whole life. Is it surprising to you when you have 7,000 fans at a Marlins game and 10,000 yesterday? Is 'cause you would think Florida would be, you know, the weather's great, there's no issue there. And it's certainly when it comes to kids who are playing baseball, they're playing it in Florida. Is that the attendance surprise you?
Yeah, you know, it's hard for me to really speak as to what drives individual fans to the stadium and what doesn't. I think you know, baseball has made some meaningful changes to the game to drive action and to limit kind of the dead time. And I think that that has sparked a ton of interest. Obviously, you know, the race situation is unique, and everyone is trying to kind of make do the best that they can. You know, what we can concentrate on is trying to put the best team on the field that we can. And we think we have an entertaining product because of the things that we talked about earlier, like team speed and athleticism that is going to be attractive to fans.
Speaking of athleticism, Devers has been taking ground balls, I think, almost every game at third. Why wouldn't Devers have played third yesterday with Bregman back for the birth of his child?
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to get, you know, guys into the lineup that we want to make sure aren't sitting for too long, whether that's Romy or Tammy. And, you know, Raffy is obviously going through a transition in terms of his role, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to make that transition as easy as possible. And sometimes adding things to one's plate can make it a little bit more complicated.
Craig, it seems like Bayo had his last rehab start yesterday. Do you like what you're seeing out of him? Does he feel good? When do you expect him back?
Yeah, you know, we'll get together and talk with Brian. We'll talk with the pitching group, medical group. But I think we've seen a lot of encouraging things through his rehab outings. Obviously, the traditional lines aren't overly appealing, but if you take a closer look, you see he was able to generate swings and misses. The shapes of his pitches were all really good. Command was good. He's struck out a bunch of guys without walking too many. He had some batted ball luck that didn't go his way, but you know, he's building up bulk. I think he pitched into the fifth yesterday, so we feel good about where he is. But before making any declaration, would want to be sure that we check all the boxes here.
There's some cap coming from Courtney here because she really only wants Liam Hendricks back. So when Liam Hendricks is back, Courtney will be back in the ballpark.
Yeah, I love Liam Hendricks.
Yeah, and Liam pitched yesterday as well. He's nearing a return. Stuff continues to tick up. We obviously had that little hiccup coming out of spring training, but I think ultimately it was the right decision to give him a little bit more time to ramp up. Velo up to 96 yesterday. Slider got some swings and misses, and he felt a lot more confident in the outing. So definitely trending in the right direction.
All right, Craig Breslow, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon. Big weekend at Fenway and, of course, the Marathon Monday game. So enjoy it, and we'll check in again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, there you go, Curtis. Velo, 96 from Liam Hendricks.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Got hot in here. I don't understand that at all. Like, don't you guys think Devers would want to play third?
Definitely.
Of course he does.
And if he's working on a transition, what do you
don't want to start that, though? Like, what if he goes out there?
He's good.
And he's off the charts good. No, zero errors.
Are you supposed to be doing what's best for the team, though? Like, if that's the case, then. Yeah,
but there's too much. They want to do what's best for the team, but they also don't want the issue of people having to answer the question. Devers had a great outing at third base. You know, Bregman struggled a little bit. Why wouldn't you give Devers more opportunity? If this becomes a narrative now that people then push, and the Red Sox don't want this in the clubhouse where maybe the players have to answer it, Cora has to answer it. They just don't want that.
I just don't understand. Roman Anthony, Curtis, has a barrel rate of 38.7%. Why is he not up here with the club?
You didn't tell me that. I got his barrel rate tattooed on my head. I'm so pumped. I think about that. Roman Anthony more than the Roman Empire.
Because you know why? They really, or he really, loves or has high expectation for Cassis. And so,
Greg, what was your barrel rate at
Courtney's wedding?
Where else are you going to put him?
Huh?
Where else are you going to put him?
What, Cassis?
No.
No, they want Cassis to play well eventually so they can get rid of him is right. What they want.
They all. He is. When they get rid of him, they're going to have the biggest party. It's going to be like when Toby left.
All right. So they don't want to put Romy out there. They're hoping, like, all right, let's maybe Cass's back gets hot and, you know.
All right. And then I didn't understand the spring training thing. So were they not prepared coming out of spring training, but there's nothing that they could do differently?
And he said that they were prepared showing up for spring training.
Right. Okay. That was a word salad and a half.
That was
Kamala, Kamala Stone.
I did not understand that part, I guess. No. But I'm not a baseball guy.
Well, barrel it.
You know, we can ask Will Middlebrooks about that when he joins us Monday at the Capitol Grill on this show at 8 o'clock. So
don't have to worry about Wiggy's barrel rate with those lollipop lamb chops.
Nope. Nope. I will be taking those. But they have so many, because I like the little steak things, too. The little stuff.
Nobody says you don't
like on the Christinis?
No, not on the Christinis. They bring them out cut already.
Uh-huh.
Really, it's just
like a... like a steak fritter or something like that? Is that what they're called?
Like a steak frite?
No, yeah, frite, whatever.
You know, you're talking about later in the day.
Yes.
They bring out, they slice their steaks up. So they'll slice a ribeye up and just bring that out.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a special type of steak that they have.
I mean, it could be that it has the porcini rub on it.
Oh. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. You know, so you have to pace yourself.
Yeah, their breakfast is so good, too. I mean, the three of us eat and... usually breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
Yes.
No, I mean,
so you have to pace yourself. That's why I kind of like pace myself.
Right. And you're allowed back in there now?
Oh, yes. No, okay. That's a distant memory. Really, I mean, that was just a blip.
I don't know that it's a distant memory for them.
No, I think it is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. I don't know. Last year they had a sign for
that was very funny.
It was,
and I liked it.
Okay.
But no, Chris and I are.
You sure?
We're fine.
Everything's okay.
Yeah. I had him ask. I had you ask him something for me recently to help my parents get a reservation, and he texted me and said, "You know, you can just ask me yourself."
Oh, right.
So we're back.
So there you go. Relations have warmed there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I love the Capitol Grill. I think it's the best spot.
So you had that one thing with the restroom.
That was not really. That wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox wrap up a stretch of 15 games in 15 days, taking the final game of the series in Tampa Bay 1-0, thanks to a David Hamilton homer in the third. Sean Newcomb went 4 2/3. He gave up 0 runs on 4 hits while striking out 4. So the Sox take that series. They're now off tonight before their home series with the White Sox starts tomorrow.
Lead the league when it comes to turning the double play, though, Curtis.
Up the middle defense.
Yeah. That guy's never called the show ever again.
No.
He's
double play guy.
He wanted his double play action. He got it.
It was a positive Hillman jinx.
Yeah.
Speaking of tomorrow, we've got NBA games that will be played. It will be the Heat against the Hawks after the Heat beat the Bulls yesterday, and the Mavericks taking on the Grizzlies after Dallas beat the Kings last night. Reminder, the Celtics have game one against the Magic on Sunday. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's going to be a perfect weekend at Fenway, Greg. Tomorrow, 65, 80 Saturday, 65 Sunday, and 62 on Monday. Perfect. Right now, 46. Afternoon high of 60.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Chime, we've spoken about that before.
I'm sorry, I forgot you hate that one Bob Seger song.
Yeah, I do. Most of America does.
What do you mean?
Most
is it too mainstream for you, Greg?
Most of the employees of Billboard magazine do as well.
Only Dave Cots.
Overplayed. Oversaturation on that one.
That song is fabulous.
Yeah, okay.
I love Billboard magazine.
Honestly, Curtis served a great purpose back before the internet.
Yep. So did a fax machine.
This is Jay from South Boston. Hello, Jay.
Good morning, Greg. Chime and chime again. I got to say this. Chime, the aluminum joke?
Wasn't a joke.
You know what the front says? Aluminum? Listen, we got a saying in Southie. You know what we say? I don't like you. I don't like you, Chime. I just don't.
That's cool, Jay. Good for you. Happy.
Terrible.
It wasn't a joke. It was just a comment. It was just like I was just throwing it out there.
It was a bit funny. It was a Euroflex.
Yeah.
It was a Euroflex.
Sean, the only French thing you know is French fries and French toast, Sean. Come on.
Jay, how about you walk out a Southie?
Whoa.
Like, what are you doing?
Fighting words. Enough, Sean.
The only French words you know are French fries. Like, what are we doing?
I'm going to send a meeting.
Talk about not funny. No reason. No wonder you have no idea what comedy is.
Please attend it, and I'll CC Ken on that. There, we'll put a little Charizard in the box so you can actually remember to attend this meeting. How about that?
What are you talking, Jay? There is no meeting. We barely have any meetings. That's the whole point. It's funny.
Jay, what's your favorite place in Southie?
Hey, Broadway.
His house because he doesn't leave.
That's on a Sunday, baby.
Broadway.
That's on a Sunday, Sean. You can meet me there, baby.
Wow, nice, cool,
Sean. Tread lightly.
Guy wants to threaten violence on me because he doesn't like
Sean,
me.
Tread lightly.
That's smart.
Been many of battles with the Southie kids. Them kids are tough.
Curtis,
I'm so scared. Shaking in my boots.
Too.
There was a more egregious flex off air, Curtis. You did not hear it.
Oh,
but when Shime and I were in the restroom together earlier.
Lovely.
In which Shime brought up, you brought up my pasta that I had last night at Sabre.
That looked delicious.
And Shime brought that up to me in the restroom. And I said, well, you know, the good thing is I have something, just one thing to look forward to. Because that's what we all need every day. And I said, I have some leftovers for lunch.
Nice.
And Shime said, yes, Greg, agree. I have half a salad left, which I am waiting to eat when I get home.
I said in a disheartened tone that was sarcastic.
No, it was.
I wasn't flexing that I have half a salad at all, Greg.
He's so far gone.
He said, I may grill a little chicken and throw it on there.
Yep. Damn right.
Nobody looks leftovers. Salad doesn't count. Nobody looks forward to a leftover
That's
salad.
Why I said it, Greg.
No, Shime.
That's
you said it. Shime, please.
Gosh.
I would beg to differ on that because I love the Ocean Prime Caesar's crusted chicken salad.
And as a leftover?
Yeah, if I do save a little bit, I look forward to that thing.
Okay. I mean, salad gets soggy in an hour.
Unless
you drench it with, unless it's like drenched with like salad dressing, it'll still get
the only salad, and I don't know if it's really a salad in the terms that we're talking about, is the next day heirloom tomato mozzarella salad.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah. I look forward to those as well.
Ocean Prime goat cheese salad is the best one they've got.
Ocean Prime goat cheese
that
salad.
That's their like their salad.
Yes.
Like that is.
I think on Tuesdays it's only $28.
Can I get the Parmesan crusted chicken on that?
Probably.
Yeah, of course you can.
What's the chicken you get at Morton's?
That's the chicken Christopher.
Bang!
Love that. Yep. Give that a go though. Goat cheese salad with the Parmesan.
And you get the Parmesan crusted chicken just sliced right on top of it. It's
delicious. I've never gotten the Parmesan crusted chicken there. I've always just gotten grilled chicken.
Oh, you're missing. Wow. You're missing out, homegirl. You are missing out.
Wow.
Greg, you've got it, right?
Yes, of course.
Whew. Oh.
Like Shime says, that is slaps.
Shime says Parmesan full of sodium.
Yeah, the guy who used to gnaw on blocks of cheese is not going to make fun of you for eating cheese on your salads.
Yeah.
Emphasis on you,
Chime, too. Chime actually boils his chicken.
No, I'm not. I'm not on TikTok boiling it in NyQuil.
I boil it when I'm meal prepping.
As much as Jay may want me to boil my chicken in NyQuil, I do not.
He's a big meal prepper now.
Is he?
Oh, every once in a while, yeah.
It's like a bodybuilder.
Definitely.
Got to keep the body guessing, Greg.
When's the shredding coming, though?
I know.
I thought the shredding was this summer.
The tat. We need the full sleeve.
Yeah, but I thought the shred first and then the tat.
Was he saying he was going to shred during the summer or for the summer?
Were you shredding Parmesan?
I'm not sure. I thought the shred
was
this
sweating
summer.
It, not shredding it.
I am famous for sweating Parmesan. Yep.
Shime, when is
but
the
I will
shred?
Say this. I will say this. I agree with Greg. It is a douche move to another guy who just told you about his fattening dinner to say, "Oh, I'm only having a half salad when I get home." That is.
I was It's a depression thing.
Right, but it's a humble
brag. Because he has pasta, which we were talking about how great pasta is. It's one of the great gifts of mankind. And I said, "Yeah, all I have waiting for me at home is a half a salad."
Right. You said, "I can't wait to get home to my half salad."
I may cook up some chicken to spice it up. Throw some Frank's Red Hot on that stuff.
All right. Let's get the Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, then you better call Coleman.
It's electric!
Definitely grabbing a group of 30 people to show up to Browns on Sunday and make sure you guys don't get a seat, Courtney.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not very nice.
It's a hot old move,
though. I have a grandmother who's older, and you know she'll need a seat.
Yeah, but did she start the tradition of hogging up the tables at Browns for four or 5 hours?
She didn't.
Just go outside. Just bring a table.
I don't know why you care.
Because as somebody, my wife loves Browns and Mockies, right? That she loves the seafood. And as somebody who sat or stood out in those lines.
Waiting for some family to get up who's having a family reunion with 100 people for 5 hours.
In a restaurant where you don't reserve a room or the tables are not reserved. It's such a douche move of a person.
Yeah, everybody else is doing it as well. So we will enjoy it.
And that's a bunch of, you even said, but see you.
I want somebody from Browns to call in. I'm sure that they love this.
But you've already said that.
I think that they love that people come and eat their food for hours and hours.
No, you've already said that you are a restaurant a-hole when it comes to you. You've sat at Ocean Prime for 3 hours and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I continue to order. My bills are.
Still an a-hole. An hour and a half, they should be like, all right, you got to go.
Okay, no offense.
We need a rescreen.
But if they have Santo and I sitting at Ocean Prime for 3 hours and they kick us out, and Curtis, I love you, no offense, but then Curtis comes in. Curtis does not drink, and Curtis usually has to eat quick because he has James. So
that's
that is
one, but you're talking about Curtis is the minority going
there. I am often referred to as a minority.
Curtis eats like a bird.
But Curtis is the minority.
Okay, but that's...
We're talking about...
Wiggy called me a minority. My career is official.
We are talking about people who are going to go into Ocean Prime after you order drinks and order another meal.
Not guaranteed.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Where you and Santo are going to sit there and linger and order one or two drinks.
And usually a bottle of wine.
But the people after are going to order drinks, wine, and food.
That's exactly what we're ordering.
That waiter is going to get more money from the next person.
There's no waiter at Brown's.
No, right. No, no. Thank you, Greg.
But I think a little like sketchier is that you bring your own cheese board, charcuterie, whatever, bring that to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Dessert.
They would prefer that you order their mozzarella sticks or whatever.
We'll order that as well.
Okay.
But why
do you have to have the cheese board if you have mozzarella?
It's a holiday.
Sir, I want to eat a charcuterie board.
You need a charcuterie board on a holiday. Yes,
yes. But just admit, be like, yo, we're hot old restaurant people and we don't care about the people behind us.
No, I care about my experience.
What's the best part of your curated homemade charcuterie board?
Thank you so much for asking. Great question. It is the sheep cheese.
Totally.
The sheep's cheese.
Although, I will say, I talked about this with Santo. He prefers the mini pickles.
I am not going to laugh. I like
you
Santo.
Guys are...
So you bring
the gherkins?
It's a sheep.
Those things are awesome. Okay.
In the charcuterie board, you get that they're not even gherkins. They're like tiny little...
They're cornichons.
Like, what are they?
Cornichons.
With the little bumps on them?
I didn't know they had a name.
Yes.
Oh, they have a name.
Yes.
Huh? All right.
They're delicious.
Tell me your basic without telling me your basic.
All right. So
the name of the little pickles.
If I could answer
the
question that Curtis asked,
yeah.
You need to get the Australian marinated sheep and goat cheese. It comes in like an oil, and it is literally the best cheese I've ever put in my mouth.
Hmm.
Very good.
American Provisions, it's only $86 a pound.
Good morning, everyone. I have a question for Greg. Is inside the warped female brain the intellectual property of the Greg Hill Show?
Yes.
Or could a former cast member of said show use it at her new gig? Mm. Asking for a friend.
I mean, we do it on this show. I guess Danielle, if she wanted to do it on her show, she could do it.
I would just say don't win a prize at an event and then force Ernie Bach to give you money for your charity. That was not a great moment.
I just took the money. If I would have won, no cap, I would have been like, I want the 20 G's, Ernie.
I want the cash. Yeah. You're like, I want the cash.
All right, I'll take five and you can give 15 to whoever.
All about the cash.
Jackson here. This segment should be brought to you by the lovely folks over at Costco. Something in your teeth, fellas? Need a toothpick? How about 20,000 of them? Available in a jumbo family pack down at Costco. Ladies, is it that time of the month? You're running low on feminine hygiene products? Simply run down to Costco and in one trip you'll have enough tampons to last you till menopause. Costco, big or small, we have it all in bulk.
He loves Costco.
He does. Costco's a great place.
He loves Costco.
If there's something strange going on at Echelon, who are you going to call? Greg Hill in an invisible seafood tower sleeping in Lindsay's bed. Who are you going to call? Greg Hill! I ain't afraid of no bad intel from the Bruins gossip.
We're moving to a new place because we need more room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's where were you moving?
Out of the seaport?
No. Same building.
Oh, okay.
Just two bedroom.
All right, so you're moving on up.
Need more, huh?
What did that run you?
About the same, probably.
Yeah, probably
twice.
Probably.
Moving on up like the Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nice building.
Got to get the closet redone first because you have to have the closet up to snuff. So,
are
you paying for two places?
California
right
closets, shelving and stuff like
that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
is that going to be the fart room?
No,
more space for a bullet, which is lovely.
Curtis. Correct.
That's the bedroom, the fart room.
Yeah. Well, Greg, looks like it's time to get some hearing aids. You can't even hear a whisper anymore. The only resignation that happened on Wednesday was Greg resigning to the fact that he has subpar sources, even compared to Coco.
I probably should leave the whispers to a professional like Rich Keefe.
Stay out of that lane, man.
I have questions about that source now, so I don't know.
But then you get a DP, then you get a double source?
I had a double source.
Yeah, stay out of
that lane. The other part of the whisper, by the way, it wasn't a scoop. I made it clear it was a whisper.
Well,
but the other part of it remains true, which was that the two of them didn't go to the team photo thing. But I take the L on this one.
Yeah. AI, you can just put people in photos.
You can?
Yeah.
You can do that? Is that how you do that?
That's what they'll do.
I guess they do that.
Hello, my name is Chris Curtis. I know everything. We don't even need to have this show because I know everything. Why are we even here? You know, I lived in England. Did you know that? Good day.
They really
sorry, old mate.
Sound like Curtis, really. But
you know, I would have done that better.
Hey, Courtney, after you and your family have your Easter family picnic, do you then go to your local furniture store and bring your own sheets and pillows and all take a nice nap after your meal?
No, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, it is such an a-hole move.
No, not really.
4 hours. 4 hours in a restaurant.
You know who you really upset with what your comments yesterday?
Who's that?
Auntie Kathy.
Well, I would tell Auntie
this
Kathy.
This is like her Super Bowl.
And she's a listener of, like, an everyday listener. So when Wiggy called your entire family douches.
Yes.
Yes.
The douchiest, I believe.
Yeah, she was upset by that.
Yeah, she said, yeah. And Brooke, her daughter Brooke, will be at Marathon Monday. She said, I'm going to have to say something to Wiggy. Yeah,
we'll say something. I'm saying something. My mother used to work in the service industry. She was a waitress at
Cabaret.
Yep.
And so if you're in there for 4 hours, us poor people have to wait. And then it's just like you're sitting there having a picnic in the middle of a restaurant.
Can I ask a question just to further figure out which side to be on? Is there a line while you're eating? Are people waiting for the table?
Usually there's a line outside for the pickup window.
Because it's that. Capping.
No, it's not. No, I'm not. That's the type of restaurant it is.
No.
And there's outdoor windows for you to pick up to bring home. That is where they do, I would say, most of their
Curtis,
business.
Curtis, no, she's capping. What it is I it's kind of like Sullivan's, right?
Yep.
Where you order at the window.
And you bring it out to a table.
But imagine the inside of like that Sullivan area is theirs. So all those tables in there all belong to Sullivan's. So people order and then they go sit at the tables inside. And so when you're ordering, waiting to get inside, you got to wait for people to get up from the tables inside the restaurant.
I will say there may be people waiting to get to the tables, but nobody else at Brown's or in New Hampshire is eating sheep's cheese.
No.
Unless they're eating it right out of the sheep. right out of the sheep.
Don't
right.
knock it till you try it. Man, it's delicious. That will be on our board.
How can we make the charcuterie even douchier?
Right. I just want the Coxes to just stand on business and say, hey, listen, this is what we do. We don't care about people who have to wait. I got no issues with that.
Yeah, get there earlier. I said that yesterday.
When Pats look like crap and they're ready to draft, everyone knows it's Genty. Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
I feel like that's a vibe now, suddenly.
Yeah.
But then Curtis is right. You can't believe any of the fictional nonsense that starts to swirl with days left because you don't know.
I'm only going to read one thing between now and Thursday, and that's Shime's mock. Everything else is superfluous.
Yeah. Well, I hope they trade up to number three if the Giants are really interested in moving on. Because
I don't think they're going to trade up.
Oh,
really?
Then you get your guy. Then you know you could get Abdul Carter.
Yeah. Unlikely.
Yeah. We have more. Do we have more? But we really honestly should take a quick break. You want to play the rest on the other side?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Greg.
Okay. All right. Rest of today's Hill Notes coming up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next. Man, I'll tell you, the lingering at Browns on an Easter Sunday controversy is turning into a bigger controversy than Malcolm Butler. Back and forth, some guy who's been to Browns, he's 69 years old, says everybody does this at Browns.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of a-holes over there.
Bring your own booze, you bring your own food if you want, you bring your own tablecloth, everybody does it. Wiggy, you should mind your own beeswax.
Because I've waited in Browns line for a long time to get a table.
Well, this is Mike from New Hampshire. Yeah, hello, Mike.
Hey, quick bullet points. One, it's business. The guy who created that business wants people to come in and enjoy the fruits of his labor for all these years. Two, usually the line outside is for either takeout or the many tables that are inside. And three, Courtney's hotter than hot, so she wins.
Love you, Mike. And to be clear, like,
I mean, it is true. We've talked about it a lot. The hot are given many advantages that the UGMOs are not in this country.
Some people think that's why you got the Marconi.
Yeah, that is true.
that was an argument.
And Wiggy's capping right now because there's no way he waited in any line to go get a table at Browns as a guy who used his mom, may she rest in peace, handicap placard for a very long time after her death.
But that just gets you good parking. That don't mean you're not going to wait in line.
That's douchier than me sitting at a table eating dinner.
Yeah, but that was will to me. You know, my mother said, hey, listen, that's the only thing she gave me before she left this earth.
All right, we have Hill Notes. Hold on a second. One more on this. And it is Joe from Lowell. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Courtney. Wiggy, you're capping, because if you've ever been to Browns, then you know that that's how it goes. You know it's BYO, BYO, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Potato salad, coleslaw, butter warmers, tablecloth. if you've ever been there,
I've been
you know that that's the way it is, so stop capping.
I've been there many a times because my wife loves the seafood there, and I spend a lot of money at Brown's to what they call it when you give back to the restaurant. You want to go there, a good patron, is that what you call it?
Patron?
You're a good patron, yeah.
And I don't want to bring in my own food and take away from Brown's menu and bring in my own drink. I don't bring in a 2-liter. I buy it from Brown's.
I think Patreon is what you are now officially on OnlyFans.
What's Patreon?
Also, Amanda Bynes is on OnlyFans?
Yeah, I mean,
she must
need the money.
Bring in the
know.
Dancing lobsters.
Yeah. I saw it was
only $50 a month, and I was wondering if that's what you pay her or that's what she pays you.
No
offense to Amanda Bynes.
Right.
She needs some help. I just read that there's a girl, Sophia Rain.
Yeah, we've talked about her on the show before.
Yeah.
Right now, her income every month?
Yeah.
$4 million.
$4 million. Yeah. $4 million.
You had it
month.
In the news.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you did. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Courtney, my love, you are so right. Popcorn and Bunch of Crunch. That's it.
Yes. And if you put the Bunch of Crunch in the popcorn, move.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a life hack.
Yeah.
Life jack.
Wiggy being a Twizzler guy totally
love
got me
Twizzlers.
Off my game.
I'd go Twizzlers, Raisinets, and then popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Love Raisinets.
How old are you?
Hold on. And I'm the old man on
wait,
the
what's
show.
What's wrong with what?
Raisinets.
You got to be old to eat Raisinets?
Yes.
Yes.
Raisinets. Love Raisinets.
Oh, my God.
Chocolate and raisins?
Is that only when you go see a talkie?
You go to the movies at 9 a.m.?
I know. It's not a Charlie Chaplin movie.
Raisinets.
I love a good Raisinette.
My God, dude.
I love a good Raisinette.
Are you 1,000?
You don't like Raisinettes?
Oh,
man.
Raisinets?
Chocolate?
For dessert, do you have a Werther's original?
No.
I mean, do they ever get stuck in your dentures?
No, they got stuck in you. That's why you brush your teeth afterwards.
Okay.
Love Raisinettes.
Curtis, if you're going to make fun of Greg, at least get it right. Greg was a Minuteman twice at Courtney's wedding.
Fair.
Please.
Yep. We're forgotten about that. We're on to bigger and better.
We don't talk about that anymore.
I don't even know what happened. That's
old history.
It was fake news.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the Greg Hill Show, I just wanted to give you a quick call and put out a little disclaimer. If you are listening to the show with children in the car, please tell them not to imitate anything on the show. I am on my way to my kid's school right now because he decided to stand on a desk and yell caw at the top of his lungs, which obviously they think you should go home for the day. So, thank you very much, Greg Hill Show, and all the supporting cast for your wonderful influence.
James did caca last night in the
he
tub.
He did?
Yep.
Oh, man.
We need that on audio, Curtis.
I will get it.
All right, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric, and we got to go. Jones and Keith next. Back tomorrow morning at 6.
Yep.
Farewell. Goodbye. Talk to you tomorrow.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.